My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
...of Joy Business Masterclass.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Stephen.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Masterclass, as always, is powered by Joy Business and is brought to us by Goyle. Goyle, good energy. Goyle, Yenara, Yedia. Masterclass comes your way every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. and runs all through to 2:15 p.m. here on your superstation, Joy 99.7. My name, as always, is Yabanafo, and I'm glad to be your host for today's edition of Masterclass. Today, we continue our conversation in the area of intellectual property. Last week, we started a rather interesting conversation here. And oftentimes, in many discussions, you hear the following words or phrases being thrown around. We found a lot of that last week when we started our conversation. And some of those words are data. Data. You hear the word content these days. You hear that word a lot because of social media. You also hear the word copyright. Copyright. And then you hear the word trademark. Trademark. Sometimes we think that those things, they don't apply to me. Maybe they apply to somebody. I don't understand, so I'll move away from it. But another word you hear a lot in our conversations is logo. Logo. That one is more closer to us, and we're able to identify with that a lot more. And then you also hear brand identity. When you talk to the marketing team, you hear brand identity like we had in the last 5 weeks before. And now on our conversations here on Masterclass with the gentleman from Unimark, you hear brand identity. How do you identify yourself? How do you distinguish yourself? And there are many other phrases that you hear. All of these words or phrases speak to some kind of originality of idea, origination, or some kind of content in whatever you're doing, whether it's business, whether it's entertainment, whether it's creativity. Last week here on the show, the few things that we learned introducing that conversation on intellectual property, or IP for short. I mean, I learned something new last week. And I remember that when I asked my guest, and I said, I know where to register my businesses in Ghana, but I don't know where to register new ideas or things that are other than business that are your intellectual property that need to be registered. And I remember what her answer was. It stayed with me. She just lowered her voice and said, "Yeah, do you know where to register your business in this country?" I said, "Yes." She said, "It's the same office." I said, "Wow." But I mean, that was revealing, and I'm sure that there were a few other people who also didn't know the answer to this question who now know it. And so if you have a business registered, but the other things that we're going to be talking about today which concern your business are not registered, by all means do go and register them. One of the things that stayed with me in that conversation was that ideas are your property. Ideas are your property, and so you must protect them. Ideas are your property, and so you must protect them. Back here on the show with us to go into this conversation again today. Today we're looking at more the area of creativity in intellectual property for fueling business growth. We're going to be dwelling on creativity, and I know that that's an area that interests many of us, because now Ghanaians are learning to make money from YouTube. We're learning to make money from TikTok. We're all over social media. We're putting our footprints in the sand of time, remembering that the internet never forgets. Let me pause there for a second. Some people don't remember But if you don't, the internet never forgets. And so we're going to be looking at that conversation here in the light of creativity. And back here to have that conversation with us, we have Sarah Noko and Coop Mrs., who was here on the show with us. For those who missed that conversation, just a bit of a background about our host, our guest this afternoon, I beg your pardon. She's a prominent intellectual property attorney with extensive experience in the field. She's a managing partner at SN and Coop IP firm, which spans Ghana and Nigeria, the Gambia and the USA. She's a senior partner at Anku Anku at Law, also spanning Ghana and Nigeria. She has a diverse educational background, including an LLM in alternative dispute resolution from the University of Ghana and Masters in Intellectual Property from the Africa University in Zimbabwe. Her expertise spans copyright, patent, trademark, industrial design law, due diligence, commercialization of IP, and enforcement of IPRs. She's a distinguished lecturer on the MPhil Intellectual Property Program at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. She's been instrumental in advising governments and organizations on formulating and implementing IP policies to foster innovation and economic growth. She's published extensively on the subject matter, including the Ghana Country Copyright Guide for 2025, International Comparative Law Guides, and many more publications. My guest on the show this afternoon, back here to have this conversation with us on intellectual property as a key business enabler with a focus on creativity, is Sarah Noko Anku, I beg your pardon, Mrs., who's a global managing attorney of Anku Anku at Law. Sarah, when I grew up, I want to be like you. But it's such an a brilliant resume that you have.
Thank you.
And I find that repeatedly, I meet a lot of Ghanaians who are distinguished in the fields of endeavor. Back in the day, I only used to think that Ghanaian pilots were the best. And you hear that everywhere you go, and it's not just in Ghana. Whenever you sat in an aircraft and it touched down, yeah, Ghanaian pilots always battered the landing. And good afternoon to all my pilot friends who are listening. But I find out lately that there are Ghanaians who are distinguished in many, many, many other fields, in medicine, in law. We have Ghanaians who are on the Peace and Reconciliation Councils in other countries. We have Ghanaians they are just distinguished. And I'm excited to be a Ghanaian.
Exactly.
I'm excited to be a Ghanaian.
Absolutely.
But today we talk about intellectual property. We talk about all the ideas, the generations we make in our business, in our everyday life, the things we create, the things we cannot touch, the intangibles,
exactly,
but which can also be appropriated to our benefit one way or the other.
Exactly.
And how we can protect those things. It was interesting last week when you started, and I know even more interesting today.
Thank you.
So please talk to us.
Yes, just to clarify something.
Yes.
The idea must be expressed in the medium.
Right.
Then you can protect it.
Mm.
If it remains in your mind, it cannot be protected. It must be expressed. So when you express that, the state will give you that protection, and then you can also monetize that and also enforce that so that nobody actually misappropriates.
Would it be right to say that the expression of the idea
must
be... I was going to say written, but it can also be
recorded.
Recorded is the word, isn't it?
Yes.
It must be recorded.
You're recording this conversation right now, and I believe the broadcasting rights will belong to multimedia.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed.
But if my thoughts remain in my mind and yours remain in yours, then of course we don't have any form of protection. Now it is fixed in a medium, and then you have protection for that.
But even beyond that, I remember something you said last week, that when you've expressed the thought, then you must, by recording it, then you must protect it. So if you walked up to me with an idea on a piece of paper after uni and said you want to be the first person who bottles a mashed kinky, brilliant idea, I see it on the shelves these days. 7 years ago, we were talking about mashed kinky, we said, shelf life, it's not possible. It's there today. And you walked away and some other company is now doing it.
Exactly.
At that point, you had recorded it, but the recording is not when you just write it on paper. It's when it's recognized by what?
By the state.
By the state.
And the rights have accorded that particular creation or invention that you come up with. And last week I also mentioned that the two types of IP that we have, when you have your copyright, the moment you express it in a medium, you have automatic protection. But the example you just gave, you will not get automatic protection. If you write how to prepare and mash kenke and improve its shelf life and all that, and you just leave it at that, you have given it to the public. It becomes, it falls within the public domain that anybody at all can pick and use and commercialize. But when you go the extra mile of protecting it, going for probably a patent for it or any other form of industrial property, then you secure that particular invention of yours that you have expressed in a medium.
And there was a thought that also, I think we started having the conversation last week, that there's a fine balance between when you have a new idea and you want it to propagate, and at some point you hit a saturation point and now you want to make money out of it. I'll leave that for now. But the circumstances are different. When you want it to perpetuate, you put it out there for free.
Yeah, that is diffusing your technology.
Yes.
But that doesn't take away the fact that you would wish to protect it before you diffuse it.
That's what we're not
then
doing, isn't it?
You can go and pick it later on and start monetizing it. If you don't want to monetize it now, at least you have the security, that protection, and then, yes, you're giving it out for free. Some businesses use it as part of their business strategies. For instance, we have this common story about Tesla giving out their patents on electric vehicles. You know, so you give it out for free and then people use it. But that doesn't mean they have not protected it. They have protected it. They just want to diffuse the technology. So they allow others to use it. But in Ghana, when we invent, we don't seek protection. And because we want to diffuse the technology, we just give it out for free. And that ends, the invention ends up in the public domain. So others now can use it without any recourse to you.
This is Masterclass. Sarah has obliged us a couple of slides, very loaded slides. I saw when I went through them. I'm going to try and keep quiet today. Today I'll try and keep quiet and let Sarah take us through. But I think we all are excited about what she's going to talk about. It's creatives. So all the music, all the content you're shooting, everything that's creative, we're going to talk about it today. How the IP conversation affects or relates to the creative industry. We won't be able to do all of that in 45 minutes, but we'll try and do something.
We'll summarize it.
Right. Sarah, talk to us.
Yes. So,
and by the way, Sarah has obliged us some slides for those who want to make notes. So if you're able to, we're streaming live on Facebook, on X, and on YouTube. Please go there, watch us live, and follow the slides as well. Right. Sarah, please go ahead.
Yes. So in Ghana, when you talk about the creative industry, we have an act, a law on that, the Creative Arts Industry Act. 2020 Act 1048, and it explains or gives meaning to what we refer to as creative arts. And the industries in this particular sector include cultural sites, the visual arts, traditional cultural expressions, performing arts, your music, publishing and literary arts, audiovisual, new medias in your social media, and so on and so forth. So if you fall within any of these categories, you know that you are within the creative arts industry, and this conversation also applies to you. So last week we talked about the definition of IP. It remains the same, the creations of your mind that the state recognizes and then gives you some form of protection for that. And when that happens, it converts your creative idea into an asset, an asset that is tradable, that can be monetized and can also be enforced. We say that without that kind of protection, your idea that has been expressed will be copied by others without credit to you or any form of payment or compensation. But when you do that, when you protect it, then you have control over your work and how it is used and how you can monetize and make money out of it.
Let me just go through this list very quickly, the list of the creative arts, so that if you're listening, you want to know whether this affects me or not, because somehow we have a certain vague idea of what is creative. And sometimes we have our own definitions of what is creative. But here we're saying that they include, but are not limited to.
Exactly.
Can I say that? They include, but are not limited to.
Exactly.
Cultural sites, visual arts, traditional cultural expressions, performing arts, music, publishing and literary arts, audio visual, new media, design and creative services, research and record keeping. So this is the initial list we're referring to as being
exactly.
in the creative, but they're not limited to these
exactly.
ones.
Exactly. And the law also provides the various domains
right.
under this particular law. And the domains include the music industry,
right.
this time specifying the industries.
Okay.
It refers to the music industry, fashion, beauty, modeling industry,
mm-hmm.
film and screen industry,
mm-hmm.
visual arts industry, that
mm.
is fine art,
mm.
phonography industry, theater mm. arts industry, literary arts
mm.
and book industry, audiovisual industry, new media and creative services industry,
mm.
heritage and cultural sites and traditional cultural expressions. When you take traditional cultural expressions, we are talking mm. about our folklore.
Mm.
So that also is covered here.
And
festivals, celebrations, exactly. And then, yeah, so basically you find all that in our Creative Arts
mm.
Law Act 10, was it 48?
48, yes.
Yes, 1048.
Yeah. Right. Let's go on.
Okay, all right, that's fine. So when we talk about the creative arts industry or sector, the most important, I would say, or the commonest used IP tool is a copyright. So we copyright, the copyright protects our literary, artistic works, musical and dramatic works. And of course, as I said, it helps you to control the use and the use of your created works and how they are copied, how they are distributed, how they are adapted, and so on. And the copyright law, the Copyright Act of Ghana, specifies the areas of works that will be entitled or will be eligible to copyright protection in Ghana. And those works are your books and poems, etc. We are talking about literary works.
Mm.
We are talking about your artistic works. That's your fine arts, paintings, designs, drawings. Your musical works, your
mm-hmm.
sound recording, audiovisuals, your videos, films, your choreographic works. Nowadays is really coming up. And then
dance choreography.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you have your computer software programs and then the derivative works.
Mm.
And also we have the related rights, including your broadcasting rights,
mm.
as we do right now,
mm.
as and then your performance rights as well.
Right.
So the law that governs it is the Act 690, that's a Copyright Act,
mm-hmm.
as amended. And the law gives you the economic as well as your moral rights to your work. I will explain that later. But as I explained last week, with the copyright, you do not really need to go and register it before you get protection. It is automatic, it gives it automatic protection. As against the industrial property, if you don't register, you lose your rights over them.
Mm.
And when you register your work, it doesn't necessarily give you rights. It gives you already own the rights, but it gives you, it's a form of a prima facie evidence of ownership of the work that you have sought to register. And you also must bear in mind that you cannot protect an idea without it being expressed in a tangible form.
Mm.
You cannot register a concept. You cannot procedures, methods, and so on. These are materials, that works that must be expressed in a tangible form
mm.
in order to be given that kind of protection. Now, the rights that you acquire from securing this copyright, first of all, the very important one, your economic right, that's when we talk about money.
Mm.
We say that you have a right to reproduction. So someone cannot just take your music and start using it for other forms of created works without recourse to you. First of all, the person has to recognize you as an author of that particular musical work, and secondly, compensate you for it. He has to pay something in the form of a license, or if you actually want to assign to that person,
mm-hmm.
then you have to pay for that. So the right of reproduction, you have control over your work and nobody can take that from you. And then also you have a right to translate, adapt, arrange, In these days, we talk about sampling somebody's work here and there. Now, it is your right to do your own sampling and do your own thing. So somebody must give you the right. You, if somebody wants to use your work, the person must seek your consent. Yes. And usually it comes in a form of a license. The person pays royalties to you, maybe a lump sum or, you know, some form of royalties over a period. And then also you have the right to the public performance of your work, broadcasting of same, and the communicating of your work to the public, as well as the distribution of the original copies of your work to the public. And we also talk about rentals. You have a right to that for your work. Then the second major right that you obtained is the moral right. Your moral right is the right to be recognized as the author of the work. And that's the right to paternity of the work. You own the work. You need to be recognized as that. And also the right to integrity, such that you can prevent others from mutilating your work or using the work in a prejudicial manner that will adversely affect your reputation. And so the law secures you in that manner as well, especially when it comes to creative works.
Let me ask this quick question. I was going to wait till the end, but I know there's a lot going to come with me, conversation. We talk about the public performance, broadcasting and communication of the work to the public.
Exactly.
You have a right to that.
Yes.
So when someone sings a song, favor, it surrounds me like a shield, the author of the song is in Nigeria. He sang it for believers to be able to worship. I have a program, a prayer meeting in Ghana, and I sing that song there. Help me understand, am I doing something wrong?
If your use of the work falls under the exceptions, especially fair use of the work, then you may be safe. But if it does not fall under that, there are a few exceptions in the Copyright Act, Section 19 of it. And if you don't fall within, then you would likely be...
I'm sure at some point in the conversation, we will look at that.
I didn't bring it up here.
Not today. Maybe next week.
Yes,
or the week after.
We can look at the exceptions to these.
Because
these
when creative works are created, they're created for public consumption.
Yes.
Now, at what point can I use or not use it? We'll answer that question later.
You can use it, but within a certain limit. If you move beyond the fair use limit, then you would infringe on the rights of the owner, especially when you use it for commercial purposes.
Let us stay on script today.
Okay, we'll come back. That's fine. So the other form of IP that would be of interest to creatives is the trademarks. Of course, it will protect your brand identity. What mark are you using to market yourself? What do you use? And when you're able to build that particular brand around that particular mark, it is possible that third parties may want to ride on that mark, want to ride on your reputation to also build theirs, and may want to use similar marks very close to yours, confusingly similar marks. So when you have a trademark, it protects you from that kind of riding on your brand identity. You spend so much on it, and the state protects you for that. So you're looking at your logos, your names, the slogans that you use. I see Goal here, Good Energy. That's your sponsor, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So those are marks that are protected under the law if they take steps to register it. So you need to actually take steps, go to the Registrar General's Department and apply. We now have the Ghana Industrial Property Office. You go there and actually apply for it. So for instance, my mark over there, SN Anko IP Firm, is I have applied for registration. I have taken steps to register it in various jurisdictions. So if I'm interested in a particular market, I need to take steps to register my mark in those jurisdictions so that nobody takes...
And by mark, you are not referring to company.
Yeah, my trademark.
So SN Anko is a company.
Yes, it's my business.
Yes, and you registered that, obviously.
Yes,
but you're saying that beyond the registration of the business, you must register the mark that identifies it.
Exactly.
Which in this case is what?
If you look at it, it's in the form of a logo, and it says SN Anko. The IP is written on one side, and then you have attorneys and consultants.
Yes.
You know, so that logo is registered in certain jurisdictions.
Okay, so let's connect from a point of familiarity. in Ghana today, we have company names and we have logos.
Yes.
I know the conversation of logo, it can go from here to tomorrow morning. But
yeah,
what we are saying is that after you register your business,
yes,
it is important to register
exactly
your logo,
exactly,
which is what identifies
exactly
your company name.
Your products, your services that you provide.
So if you haven't done it, you heard it on Masterclass, please go and do it.
Yes, thank you. So, so you have to take your trademarks.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Seriously? Then also, you would also have your designs. Creatives design a lot. Mm-hmm. They come up with creative, aesthetic, certain objects that are of very great aesthetic value, and it helps in their brand. For instance, if you have, you're selling some water or juice in a particular bottle, depending on the shape of the bottle, you can have some customer loyalty to that particular product. So that particular container or shape or design would also be your property that you need to secure. Otherwise, the next person you see on the market, the next product you see will also have that same bottle. And you cannot do anything about it. But if you have registered the bottle as your industrial design, then that other party cannot take it. So for those in the creative arts industry, you know what we are talking about. You come up with creative designs all the time.
Yeah.
In the fashion industry, fashion patterns and all that.
Because in this country, we are very good at copying things.
Yes, absolutely.
We will spend energy to copy something. And I think that we have the ability to be creative.
We do.
We have the ability to be creative. So my admonition is, let us spend that ability to create our own things.
And secure what
and
we
secure
create.
And secure what we create.
And then we can all monetize what we have created.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So the other one I would want to talk about is the patents, the solutions to problems in the field of technology. In this present age, you need technology to actually monetize your created works. For instance, when it comes to royalties, collection of your royalties, you find upcoming music publishing companies have their own technologies that they use to monitor the royalties of their clients. So all these are technologies that if you come up with yourself, you can take steps to have it patented so that nobody takes that technology away.
And I'm sensitive about this particular patent thing because there's a lot of young people in this country who are creating incredible things.
They are solving problems every day.
But it stays as an all. And it ends there because they don't even know where to go and register what. And you did mention last week that some of these things are also jurisdictional.
Yes.
So you may register the patent in Ghana, but somebody can sit in China and do it.
Of course. Of course. But what will happen is that person cannot sell, will not be able to sell in Ghana because you are protected
so please,
in Ghana.
My fellow Ghanaians who are listening, you have young men and women who are creating and inventing things. Let's help them. Let's protect them. If you don't know where to go, pick up the phone, call Anku at Law or SN Anku
IP firm,
and they can hold your hand and help you to secure those inventions so they become yours. Even if it's copied outside of Ghana, they can come and sell it here.
No.
Then you can also get some help to develop what you have.
And if you're interested in other markets too, you take steps to register in those markets.
In those markets.
IP attorneys work across borders. We have colleagues in other jurisdictions who help us to do the registrations for you. So if, for instance, you are interested, let's say in the US market, you want protection there, you would, an IP attorney can help you, even from Ghana, to get your registration done. If you're interested in South Africa, Nigeria, an IP attorney in Ghana can help you to reach those jurisdictions.
We have developed wonderful things. My mind is even going to our cultural games like Oware.
Yeah,
we're going to sit here and let somebody do it somewhere.
It falls under folklore.
Yeah.
It belongs to the state.
Oh, that belongs to the state.
It's vested in the president on behalf of the state.
Okay. There's a question that I have. There's a big conversation that we had about 3 years ago with the Ghana tourism people on why we hadn't been able to, as a country, register rights to the character of Anansi. I don't answer that question now. We'll probably do it later. But I found it interesting. I sat in a 2.5 hour conversation and we hadn't been able to register it because there were rights to the spider. And the character of Anansi is just an interesting. But let's continue with that conversation. We have a few more.
All right. Okay, that's fine. So I thought to bring up a few mistakes that we make as creatives. We share our works without the necessary legal documents, such as non-disclosure agreements with potential investors. We also do not use technological security features such as watermark. If I take a photograph and I don't have any watermark on it, somebody may not really know who actually took that particular photograph. So that's another form. You look at technology, use technology to do that. And then also we assume wrongly that anything online is in the public domain that you can use, you can take, you can commercialize. No. Everything online may belong to somebody. So you have to take steps to know who it belongs to and approach the person before you utilize it. And then also we ignore contracts. I don't know what we are, contract averse. We need to write agreements between ourselves and we're collaborating. We need to have some contracts, written, signed contracts between us. And also when you have an IP, remember to maintain the IP by renewing it, especially the industrial properties. Those have to be maintained regularly. So you need to, for instance, trademark, every 10 years you have to go back to the IP office and renew it. If it's a patent, you need to pay annuities until the 20-year end. So every year until it ends. Then also, I brought up a few points on how to protect your creative work. First of all, documentation is very critical, it's very key. I was speaking to a friend whose son has written a book, Time Runner, and to prove that he actually wrote it, they went all the way back to see his Google documents, how he started the write-up, all the way to confirm before the publishers accepted the write-up. So documentation is very important. Keep records of all that you do. Register your work as early as possible. Copyright office is just around the corner. The RGD, Tema Station, very common. They will direct you to the GIPO office. And then you use your contracts as much as possible. Use technology also to secure your work. And limit access before release. If you have all these created works and you just keep telling everybody, your friends, oh, I have this, I have that, that is making your work very vulnerable to infringement. And then if you choose to use open license, open source, you have to be mindful. It's good to use open source, but you should know that open source is also covered by copyright license. So you have to look at the license before you use it, because otherwise you end up using a license that is probably copyleft. Copyleft means you also have to give it out in the same manner that you obtained it. And that may not be your intention. So we have to watch that as well. And as much as possible, use the services of a lawyer, of an IP lawyer.
Right.
And then, of course, the administration, I mentioned the GIPO office and the Registrar General, they would do the registration for you. They conduct examinations, they issue you the certificate, and if there's a period of, if there's going to be an opposition to your registration, they give the third party an opportunity to oppose the registration of your mark. And I've given the various stages in a form of a diagram, so you can also look at it.
Yeah.
And then also the copyright office, as I said, is just around here near the regional administration, Accra City Campus area. And they maintain records of works, and they publicize the works, the rights of the owners, and give as I said, it's a prima facie evidence of ownership. So when you have a certificate from them, it shows that there is a presumption of ownership over there. They do not give rights. They publicize the rights, and the certificate from them gives evidence of ownership, prima facie evidence of ownership. It may be rebutted subsequently with proof. So they'll ask you to provide two copies of your work, pay the prescribed fees. You complete the registration form. They'll ask you to bring your ID card along with you in the process. There are certain trends coming up. Of course, we know social media with this infringement.
Before we do the trends, I mean, that's an interesting one, and I want our listeners to be a part of it. If you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass. We take a quick message. 0302-216-541. That's 0302-216-541. You can also send us your comments on 055-111-997. That's 055-111-997. Please pick up that phone. Give us a call on 0302-216-541. I know today's conversation is one that's super exciting. We're talking about intellectual property within the creative industry. Ghana's creative industry has expanded in the last couple of years, and it's the center of our conversation today. We're here in the studio with Sarah Noko Ankumisis, who's a global managing attorney and has specialization in intellectual property. Intellectual property, you've heard that phrase several times. If you haven't, you've heard copyright, you've heard trademark, you've heard patent. Those are the conversations we're having today. Pick up that phone. Let's have a conversation here in the studio. And we're going to be here, thankfully, for the next couple of weeks as well. So let's start the conversation today. 0302-216-541. What do you know about copyright? What has been your experience? Share with us or send us a comment on 055-111-119-97. Just also remind you that today's edition of Masterclass is brought to us by Goyle. Goyle, good energy, Goyle. Yenara, Yedia. If you have any motor vehicle of any kind, then Goyle has some great news for you. Goyle's good energy brings you Goyle Super XP, the ideal choice for most vehicles. It is flowing wah-wah at many Goyle stations in the country. So just go fuel up your vehicle and enjoy the smooth ride with all the benefits. Goyle Super XP is quality, and it gives you the correct choice when buying regular fuel. Goyle Super XP is fortified with a special additive that gives longevity to your engine and makes your engine perform to the max, using minimal fuel, and it's also suitable for most vehicles. Goyle, they say good energy, Goyle. Yenara. Yeah, their phone lines are open. Numbers to call 0302-216-541 or send us your comments on 055-111-119-97. If you're driving, please do not text while you drive, because we want you to arrive alive. I've got a couple more comments coming in. I've got this one. Is from Jojo in Afienya. Jojo says, good afternoon. My late grandfather is a chief, and his funeral is in the... I can't see clearly. Okay. It says, and his funeral is in the pipeline. If I say no to his image being used as a souvenir... Okay, your message is not very clear. Please resend that message. But phone lines are open. Numbers to call 0302-216-541 or send us your comments on 055-111-119-97. This one is from Vodi Logistics in Newport Town. He says, good afternoon, Mr. Wanafo. Please, can you let your resource person throw some light on the difference between a brand identity and that of a trademark? Which one can be used as a patent? I see that you are using all the words in one. Very intelligent question. Okay, Sarah, let's go ahead.
First of all, a trademark distinguishes your goods or services from that of another enterprise. Mm-hmm. A patent is used to protect your solution to a problem in a field of technology. Mm-hmm. So you hear patent being used in matters of technology, technical solutions, and mm-hmm. so on and so forth. But a trademark is used in selling your products mm-hmm. or your services. So when you talk about the brand identity, it's talking about the holistic, the whole appeal to the customer. Mm-hmm. And that could include your logo, mm-hmm. The feel, the look and feel of your product mm-hmm. or service, and so on. The trademark will be used to protect certain elements of mm-hmm. that brand identity mm-hmm. such that nobody can actually copy and pass off as theirs. Mm-hmm. For instance, in your brand identity, you may use a particular name or a particular logo, or you even use a slogan. Mm-hmm. Those are protected with trademark.
So an example would be if you go to the fisher communities.
Yes.
You see how the fishermen pull the nets in.
Exactly.
It's a whole mood. It's a whole communal experience. But if you decide that you've gone to school in Harvard and you want to put a pulley system that automates the pulling of the nets,
exactly.
though you may affect the communal and traditional part of the process, you make their work easy. That is a solution.
A solution to a problem, in a particular field.
So you
field.
Can get the
a patent for it if it is new, if it is it is not obvious to people in the field of that particular technology, and if it is not just theoretical, it is industrially applicable, then of course you get that protection. And if you don't meet all the requirements, you get what we call utility model, which is just something that is new, a solution that is new, and it is industrially applicable.
And if the circumstance or environment under which you created that solution is a company, then you identify the company by saying Brilliant Ideas International. That then you can register the identifier for that.
So the company then could be the applicant, could be the owner of the patent.
Right.
But you will still be mentioned in the application as the inventor.
As the inventor. Right.
So when you're working for a company and you work in the course of your employment, you invent something, it is likely that the company may own that invention, but you will be recognized as an inventor.
And this thing you said is very important. When we are signing employment contracts, we don't look at it. Some of them write it that anything you develop while you are working for them is for them.
Actually, that is the law.
Ah, there you go. Some education.
That is the law. So you would rather have to find something in your contract that is to the effect that when you develop something, maybe they would give you a percentage of it.
Mm.
Or they would recognize you as the owner of that. But otherwise, the law is that if you do it in the course of your employment, it will belong to your employer.
So for all those my brothers who work in the IT field, who are writing programs, some education there for you. Okay, this is another comment from Jojo in Afenya. Jojo says, good afternoon. My late grandfather is a chief and his funeral is in the pipeline. If I say no, image of him would be used as a souvenir, etc., by any other person for sale other than the family. Would I be wrong if I said so without any registration?
Does he own the rights to the photograph, that image? Was he the one who took that particular photograph in question? Because that the copyright will belong to the person who actually took the photograph. And it is that particular person who took the photograph who can decide how it can be exploited.
You know this, your answer just sent the whole thing to a different... I'm sure Jojo, please come back again. I'm sure Jojo is thinking that by virtue of family tie, I own... They're right. Jojo, if I'm wrong, please correct me. Please come back and correct me. But if you're talking about the photographer there, then, hey, some photographer somewhere. Then we didn't realize how much power we're giving to the photographer when he took that picture.
Yes.
Hey, it changes the conversation.
So Jojo, please come back. So maybe when you're taking the photograph, you have to make sure that it is a commissioned work. If it's a commissioned work, then you own the rights to that particular photograph. But if it's not a commissioned work, then...
And at this point, I'm sure Jojo is asking, what does commission mean? If commission. I say, go and take a picture of my grandfather, have I commissioned you?
You commission the person. It will be in your contract with that particular photographer.
And it has to be written. It can be a verbal contract.
In Ghana, we recognize verbal contracts as well, but oral contracts are very difficult to enforce. It will be your word against it.
So Jojo, it's looking good for you, but let's verify. I've got another one from Suka. Suka says, good afternoon, Masterclass. Is there any law in Ghana restricting companies from using some other logs? I'm sure you're saying logos. For instance, we see, I won't mention the name, it will be free advert for them, but a very famous car brand with another famous car brand logo on it. Also, we see people copying fashion designers and outfits and labeling them under their logos. Your quick comments. It says, is there a law restricting companies?
Yes, so... with these kind of brands that he has mentioned, they seem to be what we call well-known brands. If you have a well-known trademark, you have this higher form of protection. Even if it is not registered, the country still recognizes those kind of trademarks. But if the marks are not well-known, then they become vulnerable to exploitation by others. So the example that he gave, it is possible, it can happen, where I take one brand and then I use it on another, you know.
His question there is there a law that prevents you from using my brand?
If the law prevents you from using the brand if the brand is registered. If the trademark is registered, of course, you are safe under the Trademark Act. Otherwise, you have to come under what we call the Protection Against Unfair Competition, passing off. And that one, you really need to prove that you have acquired some reputation over time that the state must recognize and secure.
Right. So, Suka, the answer to your question is that if anyone uses another person's brand, there's no law that, or let me put it this way, they are not doing the right thing. What is probably happening there is a case of exploitation, but that is under the assumption that the original owners of the logos have registered them.
If they have registered them, then they will not be allowed to use that.
Mm. Or if somebody used it without their permission,
if
then
somebody
the
uses
person
it
would
without
be exploiting
their,
it.
Yes, yeah.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.